All right, going to be a fun day at the Ponderosa today.
Oh, yes. Always another a fun day. We do have Summer Bash coming up in Hereford on July 25th for the Deaf Smith County Crisis Center. Vendors, food trucks, family fun, face painting, resource booth, and booths and bouncy houses at the Hereford Aquatic Center, 12 to 5 on July 25th. Have fun and come out and support the community.
Don't forget about the other one.
And, of course, this Saturday, over to the east, we have Swisher County Picnic, which is going on this week. They've had live music over there on their square. And then to the west, we have Friona Cheeseburger Days with their festival and cook-off. So you can go to both on Saturday. You can head east and then head west and enjoy all the fun food and activities, car shows, music, vendors, always a great time of year to get out and visit our local communities and support them and just have a lot of fun.
Got a chance to go to the country club yesterday and say hello to all of our friends over there.
Yeah, that was a mic drop moment, wasn't it? We walk in the room and it goes. I have never walked in a room that went completely silent. I didn't know what was going on there for a second, but everybody kind of got back to their normal selves and started having their regular conversations.
Had a good hamburger. You had a good...
I had a smothered burrito.
Whatever it was.
It was delicious. Oh, my goodness. Tina was great. She remembered that you loved extra pickles, so she brought you extra pickles. And... yeah, we went later in the during lunchtime, so there wasn't as many people in there, the way we like it.
So no 9 o'clock markets from Austin Bugler today or tomorrow.
Yes, and then next week too, right?
Yep, next Tuesday and Wednesday is going to be the seminar. So
okay, so he'll be back next week on Thursday. He'll be back a week from today, and of course our farmers market is tomorrow right here in Dimmitt on the north side of the square. In the old Cobb's department store, there's a parking lot there. Come out and support the vendors from 9 to 1. All kinds of great things they're going to have there. So come out and support your local farmer's market.
Here's the joke of the day from Avon B. at 7:21 today.
7:21.
What is an 8-letter word that has only one letter in it?
An 8-letter word that only has one letter in it. Oh, this should be good. What is it?
An envelope.
Oh, that's right.
That's envelope. Pretty good one.
That is a good one. I like that.
Don't forget, tonight at 6 p.m. till 8 o'clock tonight at the Oldham County Courthouse, they're going to have a first responder appreciation night.
Oh, awesome. What would we do without our first responders?
Gonna have some food and some fun and stuff up there at the old Vega Square.
Food and fun.
I like that one little store on the square that's kind of, I don't know what it is. Looks like a little antique store or something.
Oh, up there in Vega. You know, I don't guess I've seen it. I'll have to go by there and check it out.
They're gonna honor the EMS, the fire department, and everybody up there that does all their stuff that doesn't get recognized much.
You know, those guys, they do a lot. I don't think people realize just how much work is involved in all that they do.
That'll be up there from 6 to 8 o'clock tonight at the Courthouse Square. Come out and get a hamburger.
Get you a hamburger. Hamburger, 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 hamburger.
Food, drinks, and desserts provided by the local churches.
Oh, nice.
That's cool.
I like that. That is good. Mm-hmm.
So that's a little notice there from the sheriff.
Yeah.
So I got a little award for the deputy Sergio Torres.
Oh, really?
From the Oldham County Sheriff's Department.
Oh, okay. Nice.
November 11th of 2025, the deputy located a reckless motorcycle on I-40 going over 130 miles an hour.
Oh, my goodness. 100 on the interstate? Wow.
Deputy Torres actually apprehended the suspect who provided a false identity, and then was discovered as has a warrant out for murder in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yep.
Wow. That's crazy.
So you never know what you're going to run up against.
You just never know what you're going to run into, do you? Wow.
I think if I was the dude going 130 on a motorcycle, I don't think I'd be doing that if I had a murder warrant out for my arrest.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, first of all, why would you have a murder warrant out? But, you know, oh my gosh, that's awful.
So he got him under control, got him into custody without any kind of problems.
Another example of why it's good to have our local law enforcement, because they're taking care of business.
Tulia Police Department's looking to hire more police officers for $45,000 a year starting pay.
Oh, really? Well, that sounds pretty good.
Contact Chief Paul Brown at the police department there in
Tulia.
There's
your chance to get back into law enforcement.
No, I wanted to be a state trooper. I didn't want to be a local cop.
Oh, you didn't. Well,
I wanted to wear the
hat. You got to start somewhere.
I passed the physical, but couldn't take 6 months off.
Well, you had a whole family of four children to take care of, and you couldn't just leave for 6 months.
Paid training, uniforms provided, equipment provided, take-home vehicle.
Boy, they make it real appealing, don't they?
Health insurance.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Your heart really has to be in that, though. You really have to be committed to that
kind
of a job.
What's his face? Detective
Jokinda?
Jokinda, yeah. He was really into it.
Yeah, well, he was very much into being a detective and solving these violent crime, things that came through, and figuring out who did it and holding them responsible, which he and then his little series on other detectives around the country is really, really good.
Connie Francis passed away on Pompano Beach, Florida, at the age of 87, July 16th, 2025.
Really?
Remember her? She was a country singer.
I do remember her, yeah.
She had Everybody's Somebody's Fool.
Oh, I don't know that I recognize that.
That was the number
song.
One song.
Really? Connie Francis.
Pretty Little Baby, another song she had.
Hmm.
63 years ago, she had a bunch of songs that came out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. She has 10 billion views on TikTok.
Does she really? Wow.
She was born December 12th, 1937.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember. Who is Marty Stewart married to?
Not her. Connie Smith.
Connie Smith. Yeah, I always confuse those names. Yes.
You remember that song, Pretty Little Baby?
I'd have to hear it. It's not ringing a bell.
You played this song when you first met me, Everybody's Somebody's Fool.
Yeah, I did. I played that about myself.
Everybody has a weak moment in life.
Oh, do we ever. And we pay the price for it for a long time.
So, ex-Cornhusker head coach Scott Frost in the news.
Oh, what's going on? Did he go through rehab and clean up his act? What's going on?
From WWT-TV in Omaha, one part of the lawsuit filed by Nebraska head football coach Scott Frost and a former player was dismissed on Monday in the old court of law.
Oh, he was suing his alma mater.
Yeah, because they were supposed to pay him for the 2025-2026 season, and they didn't get him no money.
Well, I think they felt like they fired him with cause, right?
He was fired without cause in 2022.
Oh, he was. So did he get paid, or did they just say no?
In March, University made a motion for the lawsuit to be dismissed. The court declined to issue the judgment. In a court order to define his legal rights of status, Frost sought and dismissed the count without prejudice.
Without prejudice.
Court ruled dismissing the first count would not end the dispute because the remaining breach of contract claim will require the court to interpret the same contract language. A future court date has not been set.
So it just wasn't necessary. He's still suing them for his money.
Well, they owe him quite a bit of money.
Well, you know how those contracts are, man. Those schools, they commit to things they shouldn't.
They put a stop payment on the check they gave him in 2025. Cost him like $30 at the bank.
Boy, did that bounce high. Woo!
So I can't believe it's 4 years since he got fired.
Has it been that long? Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Never go back to where you used to be.
You know, it's a slippery slope there. It's a dangerous place to go, back to your alma mater. You're either going to be a hero or you're going to be hated.
They begged him to go back there.
They did. And he was doing pretty good in Florida, and he gave that up for the mess that he got into, and it's really kind of ruined his reputation.
Well, I blame Trev Alberts on the whole problem.
Trev Alberts?
Yeah.
Who's that?
He was the whatever they call those people.
The AD?
Athletic director.
Oh.
From Council Bluffs, Omaha.
So they saw him having success in Florida and said, "We got to get Scott Frost. We got to get Scott Frost." And then they fired him, and it was just a big mess.
He was a stud quarterback for Nebraska, a local guy from the state of Nebraska, too.
Yep.
Well, the biggest, the longest-standing Grand Ole Opry member right now, 65 years for Bill Anderson.
Really? 65 years. Wow.
He's still kicking and a-grinning.
I wonder who's still around from when he was inducted
Merle Petty, or whatever his name was.
Who? Merle Petty?
That one lady with the stupid hat on Hee Haw.
Oh, Pearl.
Knight or somebody.
What was her name?
Oh, Pearl Knight was my neighbor.
Minnie.
Minnie Pearl.
Oh, my gosh. I'm glad I thought of that.
Knight was my neighbor. That's why I remembered her.
Oh, really? You had a neighbor named Pearl?
Aunt Pearl.
Nice. Yeah. Was she nice?
Yeah, as nice as she could be to teenage boys.
Oh, well, there's not a lot of niceness to go around in that area, no.
Minnie Pearl, all those people. I think he is the only one still hanging out.
The only
Bill
one
Anderson.
Still standing. I guess Dolly Parton's probably.
She's not 65 years of the membership.
No,
yet,
but she might be the next one. After him, who knows?
The reason I brought that up is we got a stupid little sticker from the TAB yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, for the plaque back there.
I wonder what that has to do with Bill Anderson.
The longest running opera member.
We are members of the Texas Association of Broadcasters, and we got a little sticker yesterday for 2026. To put on our plaque, and I don't even remember paying the dues. I guess I did.
Yeah, you did, because I got mad when you did that. I said not to do that. You did it anyway.
Well, you know, I'm not good at listening to
no,
you.
No, you're
That's
not.
Really not my strong suit.
You'll listen when you have to go out and beat the street.
Yes. I certainly won't be listening to you if I'm out beating the street, but yes.
Well, you've got to see how the pros do it.
Oh, I've seen you in action. I know how it works.
What do they say about being disrespectful to your elders?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you my elder?
Yeah.
What do they say about being disrespectful to your wife?
A Southern Colorado rancher said he may have to sell part of his cattle herd he spent 15 years building.
Really? 15 years and now he's got to get rid of it?
The Aspen Acre fires burned all his grass up over there.
You know what
no
I
grazing.
Thought? I thought was real interesting was what Kyle Bumstead said. He said, all you cattle ranchers out there, you need to go to the grocery store and you need to see how much beef is in the store because it's going to blow your mind. I thought, wow, you know, I never thought that they didn't know how much beef was, how much it was costing at the store.
I think they're talking about the consumers.
No, he said that the ranchers, because they slaughter their cattle and they, you know, they get their beef a different way. I guess. I mean, that's what I'm guessing.
Well, you know, some people get some beef in the freezer and don't pay for it.
If you have a bunch of if you have a bunch of cattle out in the field, aren't you going to just get your beef from there? Are you really going to go to the grocery store?
No, you're going to go to the neighbors and take a couple head.
No, you're going to let your son process the meat, take half of it, and never pay for it. Now that's
I paid for that already.
That's the way that's done.
I already paid for that last year.
You know who is a part of that, of saying you don't have to pay for that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's why you don't do business with your relatives.
That's right.
Because they're always going to screw you over.
That's right.
You can always count on that.
And you know who's not eating that beef?
Me.
No? No? There's
I used to get a freezer full of beef back in Colorado.
You did?
Yeah, from Rex Luft. He was the Garth Seed rep.
And he would give you a... Really?
No, I had to buy it. I didn't even give it to me.
That's the best way to get it, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd say, when are you going to come over and get your freezer or burger?
I got some beef over here for you. Get your beef.
Ah. I was like, oh, I'll get over there when I get the Suburban fired up.
You know, when you go... When I was a kid and we went to the Yankees baseball games, I was sitting on my dad's lap, and here's the guys carrying the beer around. They go, beer here! Well, you got beef here. Come get your beef.
Buy a beer, get some beef.
Have a whole tray full of beef. Get you some beef.
Well, it looks like TMT, truck driving company here in town's hiring Class A CDL folks.
Oh, if you're looking for a job, Class A CDL.
There you go. A CDL license.
You got a place to go.
My dad actually got one of those. He drove a feed truck for a while.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Of a local co-op.
Your dad's has had all kinds of jobs.
He's never been unemployed. Ever.
Wow, ever.
Uh-uh.
Wow.
He even scooped some coal for $20, we were told once.
That, to me, is one of the things about living in a place, especially when you were younger, where there's agriculture. There's always something to do. There's always a job to be had, right? Today, it's not necessarily the same, but still.
You can find a job if you want to.
If you want to work, you can find something to do. But if you don't, you're going to make a lot of excuses.
He started off at 30 cents an hour working at the old feed mill.
Wow, 30 cents.
Yep.
That's not enough money.
And his house payment was $38 a month.
30 cents an hour.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yep. Oh. Got a raise to 40 from one time from a guy.
That's $12 a week.
Mm-hmm. He barely had enough to pay the rent.
And then he had $8 left. No, 12. He had $12 left for food and utilities. It's no wonder he scooped coal out of a train car.
For $20, took all day.
Oh, my gosh. And he never did that again.
He had to split the $20 with the other dude.
Yeah.
So only got 10.
That was a lot of work for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, 3.5 inches have fallen in the last couple hours in Kerrville and Uvalde.
You know, they are just getting slammed with this rain.
On top of what they already
had. Yes.
So that's not good.
It is, like, the water is just going crazy down there.
Big meeting last night up there in Hereford, Texas.
Yes, lots of meetings about data centers and other things going on in the communities. There's one tonight in Nazareth, right? About...
The one last night is called Project Roman.
Yes. Now, that's already, started. It's already underway.
Well, they've got a plan for about 3,700 acres up there.
Yeah. And that's...
By Google.
Yes, a Google...
I wonder if they'll find to get there with their Google Maps.
You know, I don't, who knows if they'll ever find it. Oh, those Google Maps.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's worried about... the water situation, and they were talking about that last night. They're going to be using a closed-loop system.
Closed-loop system.
Which water experts gave us lowdown as far as the water usage goes. It's not going to be a huge strain, according to what they're telling them up there last night.
But from what Sid Miller said yesterday, it sounds like the electrical grid is going to be put under quite a bit of stress. How are they going to... accommodate for that so we don't have power outages?
They're going to have some Generacs available.
They're going to have a whole line of Generacs around the building.
The project is going to be 22 miles north of Hereford.
Yes. And it seems west too, right? It seemed
like a little west. 2,500 construction jobs.
2,500?
Yep, and 90 permanent jobs.
Wow, 90 permanent jobs. That's amazing.
Yep. So, there's a lot of different ways you can look at that.
Well, I don't know, because I've seen stories from people in Georgia, a couple who live out in the country, and a data center was built just right next to their property, and they don't have any water pressure. They don't have, and they've got sediment.
Get a different shower head.
No, this is a different shower head, really.
This is supposed to be completed by the fall of 2028.
Oh, wow. So we have a year and a half?
Yeah, because this is 2026 now.
Oh, no. That's two years down the road. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're worried about a spike in housing costs because of a lot of country folks coming to town.
Well, now, that could be, right? I mean, certainly the cost of rent is going to be affected by that because the people working there are going to need a place to live for the next 2 years.
Rent in Childress right now is $1,500 to $2,000 a month.
Oh, man. And that probably just out of the blue went
it
up
doubled.
Like crazy. Yeah.
After they came there with their little gig over there.
And it's good money, too, right? They're getting paid well.
They're going to have more restaurants and more better roads up there. It's going to be a big boost, it says.
They're going to have to, right? They're going to have the amenities to handle that many people.
So we'll see. I don't know. It's kind of a interesting setup.
It is. And now the USDA is getting involved, and they have a committee set up to try to make sense of it all so they don't end up eating up all of the farmland, which won't be converted back to farmland when they're gone.
Drew Powell said hundreds of people showed up at the Hereford Civic Center to ask questions last night.
Well, that's good because they're concerned about their community.
3,700 acres, that's a lot of land.
That's how much land they need for these data centers. Mm-hmm. And then, like the ones in Wyoming, remember, there was Microsoft and Google and a few others there, and they were expanding, so they were taking more land.
Intersect has acquired the land beside the project to begin building a solar and a wind farm that will provide power to the data center.
Oh, really? Yep. A solar and wind farm?
Yep.
Okay, is that going to be enough? Because it sounds like they use a lot of power.
Blattner, of course, is the wind farm people, and Intersect is the solar people.
Okay.
Oh. You learned something today.
Did I? Okay.
Well, I learned something. I didn't know all that stuff.
Well, these are things that kind of make you feel better, but, I mean, I think everyone's still a little uneasy about the whole thing because we're not really sure exactly the kind of impact it's going to have, the negative impact anyway.
Yeah, we'll see. Time will tell. 2 years down the road.
Because, like, even with Childress, right, they have all these people with the construction part, but there's only 90 jobs. Once all of the construction's over, then what happens?
But this is a bigger deal this time over here.
Yeah.
So Donald Trump, the president.
Yes, he is the president.
The quote of the day from Donnie Trump.
Oh, this should be a good one. He always has something to say, doesn't he?
Quote, we're backing it 100%. Nothing's going to happen to AM radio that's bad. A lot of people still listen to the AM radio dial every day, talking about these stupid car companies trying to get rid of it.
Well, you know, I got another message the other day about, tell your congressman to support, you know, AM radio and all vehicles. Again, this is the third time they've sent these out.
Mm-hmm.
We did a whole series, you know, a whole documentary with the guys from California about AM radio, because it's all about AM radio, and no one, you know, let's get that going. Let's
all
get
you
that
get
to
from
Congress.
FM is a big electric bill.
Oh, my gosh.
Every
and
month.
The signal just doesn't reach.
The biggest FM only goes out 60, 70 miles if you're lucky.
If it's a place like this where it's flat, yes.
Yeah. And if it's not flat, then it goes out 40 or 50 maybe.
Then it doesn't even go out that far. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. AM blows out the old doors, man. It goes through mountains. It goes through rocks.
It goes through rocks?
It does. When I listened to 1010 out of Colorado when I was working there, I was up in the mountains, and it was coming in up there, and nobody else was.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
When I was in Snowmass, Colorado.
Yeah, AM is a much more flexible signal and really does reach more people. And I wish they would stop saying, oh, we need it for national emergencies. We need it for more than that. It has more value than that.
Well, Rodney Hunter knows he got a call from a dude in Nebraska wanting to get some stuff.
Get some stuff. There you go.
Guadalupe River has risen 25 feet in the last 3 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
At Center Point, Texas.
Really?
Yep.
How many
25 feet.
Oh, my goodness.
At 4:30 this morning.
Wow.
We've been through Center Point.
I'm trying to think, where the heck is Center? I'm going to look that up
Central.
And see.
It's down the hill country.
Oh, in the hill country.
Mm-hmm.
Down there in the hill country.
Don't forget, Monday is switch day. Every time I see that, I'm like, jeez.
We
pay for this stuff.
I really appreciate Larry for all that he's done.
He's just annoying.
Well, you know, when you're looking for something to be annoyed at, you'll always find it. But Larry's a good egg. Center Point.
Yep. We've driven through there numerous
Texas,
times.
Have we?
So they tried to do daylight savings time back in 1974, and it didn't work.
Oh, really?
Yep. People hated it.
Now, Center Point, I'm not sure we've driven through Center Point. We've probably driven past a sign that says Center Point.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
Because it's kind of out in the middle of areas that we wouldn't go to. So.
Last night, 50 mile an hour winds over the DFW Metroplex.
Really? Wow.
That messed up the old airplane flow.
I saw another video of the tornado in San Antonio. Wow.
Yeah, I don't think they do that much down there.
No,
they don't usually get tornadoes that much down there. So Craig Solomon is talking about the 2008 drought that put the kibosh on a lot of Texas farmers.
Okay.
So back in 2008, that was the big drought. And then, of course, 2010 or 11 when they had record heat.
2011. Mm-hmm. How could I forget that year? That was the hottest year.
All those deals back in 2011 and 2008 actually helped him shape the way he farms today. He's more conscious of water and how he does his farming practices.
Wow, you could learn a lot from him.
Mm-hmm. That's according to the Texas Corn Producers.
Oh, the Texas Corn Producers.
Hey, do you own a Subaru?
I wouldn't own a Subaru. No chance of that happening.
If you do, you got 540,000 people got to take their Subaru back to the shop.
A good reason to not own a Subaru.
So they have a recall on the 540,000 Subarus.
540,000. So what's the problem?
I don't know. I didn't read the whole thing.
Okay.
You know.
I know.
Probably a flat tire or something.
I'm pretty sure that's not the problem.
Maybe it's the airbag because they're supposed to be the safest vehicle on the road.
Well, maybe there's a problem with the airbag. You never know. You never know with the Subaru.
So L. King's in the news. Almost at Ella Langley.
Oh, what is L. King up to these days?
You know what? She's autistic.
Oh, is she?
Yep.
Is that what she said?
Yep. I actually found out right after one of her shows that she was autistic.
Huh.
She said, a lot of stuff in my life didn't make any sense, but it does now.
Interesting.
She was an alcoholic for a while.
Oh, yeah. She ruined Dolly Parton's birthday last year.
What'd she do?
Well, she had a little too much to drink, and she got up on stage, and she made a fool of herself. How's that?
Oh, I think I remember that.
Do you?
Yep. She had a little story in the old Taste of Country magazine yesterday.
So she's autistic now. Okay, well, you know. Hopefully.
She's autistic, and I'm annoying.
Is that a diagnosis? You're annoying?
I do a lot of self-diagnostic
stuff. Is that in
stuff.
The DSM?
Yeah. It's free.
You give your own...
I do my own diagnosis. Evaluations every day. I didn't want to get up today, actually, to be honest. I was like, what day is it?
Oh, yeah. I could definitely go back to sleep for a good, 4 or 5 hours probably. But, you know... Got to get up and work. Got to make my day.
How do you earn respect? Here's 9 ways to earn respect.
Okay, here's the therapy session.
This is the one we've decided not to do when we talk to people that we want them to do stuff for us.
Yeah.
Don't call anybody more than 2 times.
Yes. No more.
Don't chase people all over the place.
No. No.
Unless you're beating the street.
Yes.
Number 2. Do not be more friendly with anyone than is necessary. Don't be too friendly.
Oh, definitely. And you know, kind of kind of take the vibe. You know, if somebody's kind of cold to you, don't, you know, just take the vibe. Be friendly back, pray for them, you know, that kind of thing. But don't try to change that. That's not going to happen.
Number three, do not give knowledge without being asked first.
No. Don't offer advice that's not wanted, because it's not going to help.
Number four is the one I do all the time.
Oh, here we go. You constantly give advice.
Number
that's
four,
not...
talk. Oh, I guess that fell over. Oh, well, it was cheap anyway.
You're already slamming the guitar around.
I don't think it broke.
It doesn't look like
so
it did.
So number four, this is what I do every day.
Okay, every day.
Talk less, be secretive.
Oh, no. You are the worst about oversharing. Sharing things that just like...
I can't
like,
believe that thing.
You will ask me, can I tell him about this? I'm like, no, you cannot tell him about that. Come on.
Don't let anybody know your next move.
No, please don't.
Search for different streams to earn money and make money.
Yes, always have more than one source of income. This is a good list. Where did this come from? Usually it's garbage.
I made this up 2 o'clock this morning.
You did not make this up. This did not
Number
come
seven,
from
this is
you.
The one that I'm thinking about today quite a bit.
Oh, you are?
It's not necessary to make right.
Oh, to make right. What does that mean?
If you mess up, you know, just ignore it. Tomorrow's a new day.
And pretend it didn't happen. Yeah.
If
well,
it's not necessary, make it right. Do only what you think is right.
Oh, okay. Do only what you think is right. All right.
Oops, it just disappeared. Oh
my gosh. There we go. Well, that was a bad list anyway. We don't want to hear that stuff.
You
didn't,
I thought you said it was a good one a minute ago.
It seemed like it, and then it just kind of petered out.
It did?
Yeah.
The wrong person will make you beg for attention, affection, and love and commitment. The right person will give you all those because they care.
Because they want that from you
Don't
as well.
Spend $20 at Walmart. She ain't worth $20. Give me the change.
And they'll never feel uncomfortable saying I love you. Ever.
Is that a hint?
I don't know. Is it?
I'm trying to find my stupid thing I was reading.
And you're swiping.
If somebody has improved your life by adding value, don't forget to thank them.
Yes. Yes. Always be thankful for those people who come into your life.
Man, I got a cramp muscle.
You know, I haven't had a chance to look, but there was somebody out front this morning. Their car, all I saw was a red flashing light.
Really?
And Katie was barking.
A red
for
flashing
like 30,
light?
Yeah, somebody, you know, like your flashers on your car. Somebody was pulled over on the side, right over here to the south of our property with the flashers on, and Katie barked for 30 minutes at least or more.
Well, she overdoes it.
Does she? She's definitely your dog.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins.
Oh, what is Brooke Rollins up to today?
She said yesterday that nearly $10 billion was found in Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program fraud.
Oh, really?
They've arrested 1,000 people.
$10
billion?
Wow.
And in supplemental nutrition like food stamps.
That's what the Republicans have been trying to create some kind of... consequence for the states that are allowing it and not doing anything to stop it.
So $10 billion in fraud.
Wow. Maybe we'll get our $2,000 checks after all.
1,000 arrests were made so far.
Just 1,000 arrests for $10 billion?
Well, they got, you know, some of these people ain't easy to find.
How much money are they giving these people?
Enough to buy cigarettes and candy.
$10 billion, 1,000 people.
Yep. That's on the snap fraud, it said.
Wow. And there is a lot of that.
Yeah, I see it every day. You know? Chung Pong in Amarillo, Channel
Josiah.
7, said, we've had some very mild temperatures for July.
Have we ever? When is the last time you remember having 80 degrees in July?
I know one thing, 106 in 2024 for Amarillo's high. That
really?
Was a record.
2 years ago? Wow.
Clayton, New Mexico had 101 in 1980.
Oh, really?
They were only 86 yesterday.
46 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chong-Pong.
Chong-Pong. Josiah Ochong-Pong.
Chong-Pong. He's from Harlem or somewhere.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. You said he was from New York or somewhere.
Now, he did an internship with Al Roker at NBC. I think he's from Connecticut or something.
Open house.
I don't know.
You want to go to an open house on Sunday in Hereford?
Oh,
you get free
really?
Water.
You get free water.
That's what I used to do. I go to
yes,
open houses.
You would go to the open houses in Colorado to get free water and cookies.
On Sunday afternoon.
Whatever they had baked for the open house, you would go to that.
Hey, you want to buy this house? No, I don't really qualify for $1 million house.
$1 million. I'm pretty sure my loan officer won't give me money for that.
Those were by the airport in Denver, actually. The new addition they have there.
Oh, you know what? Josiah's still in college, it says. He says he's currently
a
senior at Sunny Purchase College, where I'm studying journalism.
You might want to update that.
I don't know.
Maybe it's an imposter.
See, he provided localized weather reports in the Hudson Valley region of New York.
Uh-huh.
He was a contributor to the Irvington High School newspaper. I don't know where Irvington High School is, so I'll have to look that up.
Channel 5 News out of Kansas City today.
Yeah.
President Donald Trump has endorsed MyPillow founder Mike Lindell for Minnesota governor.
Oh, is he running for governor again?
Yep, Mike Lindell, the MyPillow founder.
Wow.
You know, he's driving an Audi.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, Audi 500.
Well, he does sell a lot of pillows, I guess.
He looks like a snake oil salesman. Without the snakes.
You know, he's had kind of a interesting life.
He got accused of selling crappy pillows for the same price.
Yeah, there's been a
bait
lot
and
of...
switch.
And he's been a big Trump supporter for a long time, too, so...
I don't think I would endorse somebody like that if I was Donnie
Ooh,
Trump.
There's ice cream on the TV. There's just some chocolate...
I haven't had any ice cream in like two months.
Oreo cookie. Oh, it has not been that long. Oh, my gosh.
Well, Nick Saban's in the news.
Oh, what's up with Nick?
Texas Football Weekly reported that Nick Saban calls a arms race about the $22.2 million now available for players.
Oh, really? Arms race? What does that mean?
Means they're grabbing people to get that 22.2.
They're just handing them money left and right.
The Longhorn basketball spending has been more modest, and they're not going to be... spending that kind of money, but the football program, 22.2.
What are they thinking, giving an 18-year-old that kind of money?
Just the college in Texas, $22.2 million for college football players available there.
Wow.
And Arch has 20 of it.
Oh, I'm sure Arch has a nice
that leaves
little,
a little bit
retirement
left.
Fund started there from just from college.
That's why Nick Saban doesn't coach anymore.
Like all the other guys, right, that came before them, they had to play football like at the professional level, and that didn't even pay that much. You know, 40 years ago, even 30 years ago, they didn't make that much money, and then they had to go on and find some business to run after that in order to have money. And these guys are just, they're handing it to them.
Yeah, I don't agree with what they're doing.
Look at Roger Staubach, right? He went to the NFL, he played for the Cowboys, and he made money. But he really made money when he started his own, what was it, commercial real estate business.
Yeah, he got into real estate and all sorts of stuff.
But he had to earn that money. He didn't just, someone didn't say, here, let me give you this money so you have whatever. It's not a good thing. You have to make them earn it.
If you want to create a future you really want, you don't need more talent. You don't need more connections. You don't need more permission.
What do you need?
You don't need more guarantees.
What do you need?
You need the courage to take the next step.
Well, what is that?
The guy's on a mountain.
What is the next step?
Well, figure that out. I don't know.
What if you step to the right and you fall off the cliff?
Then it was the wrong move.
Then it wasn't the right step.
But you had courage to fall off the cliff.
And you can't step back the other way.
Can't fall off the floor. Right?
That's what Dr. Phil says.
Well, you can't
fall
off the floor.
But I don't know. I don't know. I've seen some stories about people that I think they did fall off the floor. I think one of those sinkholes opened up and they just went right in it.
Yeah, we'll see.
You never know.
So, Kerry Martin's got his first grandson now.
Oh, yes. Isn't this his second grandchild?
Yep.
And he has his first grandson.
Lucas
Congratulations
Lee.
To him.
Gramps.
That's exciting.
Kerry D. Martin.
Yes.
I remember when he got out of college and he was working in Oklahoma City. I'm like, who is this little
what
punk?
What is it with the middle initial? Like Larry is Larry E. Bauer, you know?
Well, he charges 20 cents for if you're late, send him a check. Nobody does that crap anymore.
There's Uvalde. Look at the water. From Constable Emmanuel Zamora.
So they still have a
flash
flood warning.
Well, the water is all the way up to the sign that says there's a curve in the road. It's all the way up to that.
Really?
That's like when it's a blizzard, right? When the snow gets that deep, that's how deep the water is. That's really deep.
Yeah, wow. It's going to keep raining, too.
Yeah, it's just hovering over
it's
there.
It's not over with.
It is bad. Oh, look at that. Nipah got 23.43 inches. Uvalde got 19.39. Selma, 16.
Bandera, 13.
Wow.
Where's Nipah? I never heard of that.
I don't know. It's well, maybe it's Canipah. I don't know. It's K-N-I-P-P-A.
I knew a Roger Canipah once.
Really? It's probably Canipah. I don't know what it is. But they got 23 inches of rain.
Del
and that's
Rio,
in 24 hours.
Eagle Pass.
How do you even have any houses left after that? That's crazy.
It looks like it's going to keep going for a couple more days.
When is that going to move out of that area? That's terrible.
Days and days of heavy rain.
Oh, my goodness.
They need that up in the Corn Belt right now because they're having dry conditions.
It's been really dry up there, hasn't it?
After the 5 inches of rain they got 2 or 3 weeks ago.
And they don't have any irrigation.
Nope. If it rains, you're good.
If it rains, you get moisture. If it doesn't, well, you know.
So sorry, right?
Yeah.
Where's my guitar?
Sorry, not sorry. Oh, let's strum the guitar before we end the show.
Where's my guitar pick?
When you're strumming, your fingers are supposed to be on the chords. When you strum, you let the chords go.
I need my pick.
You need to get a pick.
Didn't even come with a pick, the cheap thing.
Okay, thanks for tuning in to the AgriPlex Report and Todd and Nancy in the Morning. We really do appreciate you listening every day. Hopefully the rains will move on from the from down in the Uvalde area. That's crazy. Everybody have a great day. Stay tuned to KDHN 1470 AM 102.7 FM all day for your ag news, weather, markets, and the best country music around. Keep it locked in all day. The best station in the Texas Panhandle. We're done for today, and we'll be back in the morning.